What's up, everybody? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the YouTube channel with some extra cheese here on Monday afternoon. The Packers have had their practice. Matt LaFleur has spoken with the media. And now I thought I'd jump on here and say hello to you fine folks. See what's going on in the land of Packers fans, starting week one with a victory over the Bears, looking to go to 2-0 to start the season for the first time since 2015. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see you all. Looks like we'll have our hands full on Sunday. Pfft, nah. Packers by 40. No, I'm kidding. Yes, of course, they will have their hands full. It'll be regardless of how the Vikings would have looked against the Falcons yesterday afternoon. Division games are always tough, home or away. And Sunday in Lambeau against the Vikings will be no different. Will we do better against the Vikings' new offense? Well, I think a big part of what you saw yesterday against the Falcons was the inability to get outside. Kubiak is there on the offensive side of the ball. That has changed a lot of what they want to do with the running game. Clearly, when you only throw the ball 10 times, as the Vikings did against the Falcons, you are doing something right. And a lot of that was predicated on game situation, the fact that they were ahead and they were running out the clock, etc. But hey, make no mistake, Dalvin Cook, healthy, ready to go, certainly makes a difference, especially getting out on the edge. They will have their hands full, there's no doubt about it. Now, I tend to think the Packers are probably a little bit better equipped to deal with some of that. Smith and Smith, the law firm of, much different beasts than the guys that the Falcons were throwing out there trying to set the edge, between Jones and Neal, who got consistently run over and run around. I tend to think Mike Pettine will have a much better plan for that. Now, all of that said, I highly doubt that Stephon Diggs is only, what was he, targeted twice? Obviously, they will be utilizing a different game plan. They're going to want to run the ball. They're going to want to utilize Dalvin Cook. But I do think Kirk Cousins is going to have a hell of a lot more to do in Lambeau than he did yesterday at that abomination of a stadium, U.S. Bank. Will the guards block anyone this week? Okay, no, I'll just say this. All right, so I put up my good, bad, and the ugly, and I put Lane Taylor in the bad. He certainly had a bad game. But let's not act like they were completely overmatched for the majority of the game in Chicago. Yes, they need to play better. Oh, thanks for the super chat. Sorry, I missed it. Patrick. Hi, what is the plan? What's the plan, Patrick? I've got to call Matt LaFleur and find out. But let's not act like these guys were completely overmatched. And there were plenty of good reps there from both Billy Turner and Lane Taylor. But Lane specifically had a poor game overall. There's no doubt about it. And he needs to play better or he will get replaced. Elgton Jenkins, you know, was pushing him during camp. And if he keeps up that kind of form, he'll undoubtedly be demoted. Any concerns about Rodgers still refusing to check it down on third downs as pointed out by Ben Fennell? Concerns? No. Look. Does he need to get the ball out of his hands? Absolutely. I thought, if you clearly have read Ben's piece, I would encourage you to go check out Tom Silverstein and Leroy Butler's breakdown of that exact same play, the one that Ben featured. It's a really good look at both sides of the coin as far as, does he need to get the ball out of his hand? Yes. Can you understand why maybe he held onto it? Sure. But in general, Rodgers needs to play in the rhythm of the offense a little bit more, I think. And I think Rodgers acknowledges that. He told Matt LaFleur point blank, I will get better. I need to get better, and I will get better. All you can ask for is a little bit of accountability, and I think you've gotten that so far from QB1. I thought overall, though, given the circumstances, given the environment, the lack of any preseason reps, any live reps leading up to that game, against that defense, in that environment, opening night, insanely loud crowd, etc. I thought Rodgers played pretty darn well, actually. I know the stat line doesn't suggest that, but overall, not turning the ball over, for the most part taking what was given, and not pressing anything. You've seen quarterbacks in that situation kind of go haywire, and Rodgers was the savvy vet you would expect. Do we need to see more production out of him? Absolutely, and he knows that. Very tough watching Cobb in a Dallas uniform. Matthew, you are not lying. That was a surreal experience watching him walk it in for the touchdown yesterday. We have a defense, Santon. Yes, they do. Only took a decade. Kenny Clark at guard. Hey, we've seen Guyon at guard. Man, they maybe try it, right? What did I think of yesterday's games? Oh man, that would be an hour-long video. It was great. I just loved sitting down and gorging on NFL football for a good 9-12 hours. Although, you know, that Patriots game, that Patriots-Steelers game really kind of put me to sleep. But for the most part, yeah, it was just great to have NFL football back. The big takeaway I had, I tweeted out this morning, were the Falcons and the Steelers really not getting off the bus. That was surprising to me, given that they both have some, you know, head coaches who have been there a while and implemented a program. It's unusual to see that happen. And that, you know, you expect maybe a new coach, etc. But those guys, Quinn and Tomlin, to have their teams just essentially not show up, surprising. Thanks for the super chat, Ishmael. I'm scared with Gary. Can't disengage. No moves. He watched very different games, I guess. He only had 6 snaps, and I thought he was pretty good on all of them. One in particular, where he created pressure. I think people have this outsized expectation. They see a 12th overall pick, and they expect late, you know, they expect, you know, Von Miller in his prime to show up instantly week one. He's learning an entirely new position. They went and paid the Smith brothers because they knew it was going to take time for this guy to come along. And they're going to utilize him slowly and reservedly as he learns not only a new position, but the NFL game. I don't have any problems with it. Are we going to hear the foghorn this week? I don't think so. I think the foghorn was one and done. Love the early returns on 26. I totally agree. Savage played every single snap on Thursday night. You saw his burst, his acceleration, his physicality. Love it all. I'm very excited about him. Sorry, guys. I've got so many questions. It's crazy. After being at the game, Packers can learn from fanfare from the Bears. I'm not sure what you mean there, Katie. Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant made sense 2 years ago. It doesn't make sense now. Will the Vikings' run game be the focus for the defense or Thielen and Diggs? Obviously, it's got to be all of it, right? I mean, I don't think it's going to be as simple as just shut down the run game. I do think that's going to be their bread and butter as long as Kubiak is involved on the offensive side of the ball. Everything will flow off of that, and they will run it and run it and run it, and they'll make it go. You know, the question is can Patton come up with a plan that utilizes, you know, Smith and whoever else they need to set edges and funnel things back inside, and then can Martinez and some of those athletic defensive linemen make the tackles that are there to be made. Have you ever seen a false start on the entire O-line? Katie, yeah. Sometimes when a center forgets to snap the ball, it's good times. Or when the center forgets the snap count and snaps it early. I miss me some Vitaly. I know, man. I want him to be unveiled, unleashed. Maybe they're waiting for the home opener. Maybe that's it. Cousins only throwing 10 passes on Sunday. I suspect he'll throw it a bit more in Lambeau. How long can Lane Taylor? I led the video with that. He was in my good, bad, and the ugly. I put him in the bad category. He cannot play like that again. He had a bad game, no doubt about it. Now, like I said, not every snap was bad, but there were a significant number of bad reps from Taylor in that game, and he has got to play better. And no one knows that more than Lane Taylor. Doesn't need to be completely driven into the ground. United, Kiki, he was inactive, most likely for special teams reasons. We'll see if he's up on Sunday. I suspect he has a good chance to be. Do you expect us to be able to run the ball better against Minnesota? A little bit. I don't think it'll be an insane, kind of crazy go hog wild game for the running game, but oh, I love this. Juju Bulaga got destroyed on Thursday. That just shows you don't know what you're looking at. That's all that comment means. The running game will be a little bit better. I still don't think they're gonna be putting up big numbers, big production, but enough to get things going and keep the defense honest and maybe have to utilize another body in the box at times. When will Rodgers be back to his old self? That's the $1 billion question, isn't it? Hicks and Mack on one side with Roquan on the other is just not fair. Well, they've been going a long time producing and, you know, putting together that front. Yeah, a lot of last place finishes to acquire all that talent. Better defense, Chicago or Minnesota? Oh, it's Chicago, but not by much. But Chicago is the better defense, no question. Where was Josh Jackson? On the sideline for the most part. They didn't use a ton of that dime plus. They used three safeties a lot. Do you think Jimmy Graham continues to look like his old self? Well, I mean, he got more involved. I don't think he'll ever get back to, quote unquote, his old self in regards to maybe like his heyday. But it was good to see him involved. I know Rodgers wanted to get him involved. But let's not get it twisted. Rodgers was expecting or knew that they had 12 men on the field when he threw that 50-50 ball. That's probably a throw in the end zone that he doesn't make unless he knows he's got a penalty. The Bears started the game with a lot of fanfare and pyrotechnics. It got the game exciting right away, and the Packers could learn from that stuff. You know, I don't know. CD, my buddy CD had a good tweet thread about this the other day. It's like back in the day, like that stuff, you know, the excitement and the fandom and the roar of the crowd, that kind of happened organically. Fun stuff would come out of it organically because of the game. But now it's like every single moment between plays is filled with some video message or some song or some, you know, PA announcement telling, get loud, Lambo, or some drum line or what, you know? It's overstimulation and it completely dulls the kind of feel of the game, the actual connection to the action on the field. Like, I think the Packers should dial it back rather than lean into that stuff. That's just me. Next, how long do you think King will be limited in how many snaps he's allowed to play? It's a good question. The defense is markedly better when he's on the field, and I think it's telling, and it's no mystery, why he was on the field down the stretch at the end of that game on Thursday night. They're just so much better with him in there. You saw Tony Brown get picked on a little bit. I thought he had good coverage on a lot of those plays on Allen Robinson. Robinson's just a premier talent. And, you know, Brown held his own for the most part, but he's going to get picked on when King's not in there because he's going to be the target, right? I hope it's increased as weeks go on. I still don't think he'll start and play from end to end, but hopefully, maybe he surprises us. But I think Pettine and the defensive coaches will kind of bring him along as slowly as possible. Let's see what we got. Your first memory is going to a Packers game. I struggle with taking my kids to a game because of the expense. Do you think that will become a trend and the fan base will start to waver? No, the fan base won't waver. It'll just, you know, it's already happened, really. I mean, the secondary market kind of takes care of that, right? The fan base, you know, the 60,000 strong, etc., whatever the number is for season ticket, the waiting list, that's not going to change. You know, who is going to these games, that has changed. There's no doubt about it. You know, my grandpa taking me in when I was 3 years old to his seats. You know, that's the kind of thing that doesn't happen as much anymore. It still happens, obviously, but a lot of these tickets are sold, are bought and then resold, and that tends to not be, you know, family driven. That's event driven. People see or be seen. You guys have heard me grouse about this enough, but I don't think it's ever going to go back to what it was, but it would be nice if the crowd was allowed to be a little bit more organically involved, and if they were just naturally organically involved. I mean, not everybody, but lots of people are there, you know, because it's a scene or because it's a do, rather than I'm going to watch a football game. But I understand it's 2019, things are different. I'm really sad watching Lions light it up with Hockenson while we got, no, hey, it's one game. Oh my God. The amount of nonsense coming out of this Hockenson performance. And hey, I liked Hockenson and I mocked him to the Packers, but let's all slow down here. It's one game. Let's let their careers kind of hang. I know where it's going already. We're going to get for the next 10 years on my Twitter feed, it's going to be, oh, they could have had Hockenson every time Gary does something wrong or is hurt or whatever. It's the new Kevin King and TJ Watt. Can't wait. Is it too late to get Randall Cobb back? Sadly, yes. But it's great watching him make plays. I'm not really happy for it. Savage greater than Hockenson. Yeah, I'd agree. Robert Tonyan looked pretty good. Brandy, I agree. He looked great all camp. He didn't get quite as many snaps as I thought maybe he would. They got Mercedes Lewis a lot more involved. A lot of two tight end sets. on Thursday night. Hope that continues, because I think they can do a lot with it. Hit the like button, 400 plus people. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks, Jesus of the Apes. Why is Rodgers holding on the ball so long still? Too many times he got sacked when someone was wide open. All right, Arthur, slow down on someone was wide open. I think he had opportunities. You can't blame him. Week one, hasn't taken a snap. First live action, going against the Bears. Things are really herky-jerky on offense. You know, anybody who thought he was going to go in there and light it up, I mean, let's slow your roll a little bit. Let's see what happens as the season progresses. David, thanks for the super chat. Thanks, buddy. Matt LaFleur looks like he has a better plan to use Mercedes Lewis. You got that right. And I thought Mercedes had some pointed remarks about that. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Drew Olson tweeting me here. Gary did have a nice hit. He did. Will LaFleur continue to try and run this week? Yes. Yes, most certainly. Got to get that running game going. We have a really tough opening schedule. Luke, they do. Thankfully, much of it is at home. That really helps LaFleur. He would never say it. He'd never admit it. He was asked about it today. He's going to play the 1 week at a time thing, which is true. I have undoubted his whole focus is on the Vikings, as it should be. But no question, looking at the schedule, yeah, they have a tough lineup as far as who they play. Thankfully, much of that is in Lambeau. What's up, Myrtle Beach? Andrew, thanks for checking in. Thoughts on the Cowboys offense? Going to be a huge test for our defense. It will be, but let's worry about the Vikings first. I mean, but yes, it'll be weird to play Randall Cobb in a Cowboys uniform, mostly. How long would it take Rodgers to keep playing like he did before? That's a great question. Only Aaron can answer that, though. Does this offense utilize screen passes? Steve, it does, and actually they tried to run two of them on Thursday night. The first one in particular got completely blown up. But yeah, you'll see more screens as the year goes on. What's the toughest game of the next five games? The next one. It's always the next one. Man, look, every week in the NFL is a test. Every week in the NFL is a grind. Nobody can be taken for granted. I know every year you hear this, every week you hear this, and a lot of people roll their eyes, but it is the absolute truth. Did Mike McCarthy get a bad shake? Kind of, in some ways. But, you know, 13 years, had a good run. It was time to move on. Jair looks like a future All-Pro. Herbert, I could not agree more. He is absolutely, that is his ceiling, is All-Pro. And that was his stated goal, to be All-Pro this year. So we'll see. Goot is the early 2019 MVP. The early returns are certainly promising. Now, you don't want to say anything off of one game, but you can certainly see the plan, right? And it's funny because we talked about this summer. The clear, obvious goal this summer and this offseason was to take pressure off the quarterback to make it so that you didn't have to have 12 being Superman week in and week out to win football games. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened in week one. You know, Rodgers in the offense, going to take some time to gel. 12 wasn't exactly Superman, and they still won a football game. That has been few and far between. Those types of games have been few and far between in Green Bay. And that's exactly how it played out on Thursday night. If we can escape with a 3-2 record, it would be good. Yeah, I'd agree. Why has Rodgers' game aged worse than, say, Breeze? John, thank you so much for the super chat. It's interesting. I don't think so much that it's aged. It's just different offenses, different circumstances, different components of how they're playing, what they're being asked to do. You know, Rodgers mentioned it this summer. It's like the only time I've heard him even remotely begin to kind of acknowledge how McCarthy's system, not hampered him, but like really kind of played into some of the struggles, where he talked about how LaFleur's stuff, you know, had lots of crossers and scheming guys open, blah, blah, blah. Whereas Mike's thing was very much, okay, we got this guy spread out. I'm going to pick a side and hope somebody wins. Now, obviously, all of that is a gross oversimplification. However, there is a kernel of truth to it. And once Rodgers lost all the guys he trusted, whether the, you know, all the guys you saw on that cover of the Sports Illustrated that everyone tweets out all the time, you know, that core group, even, you know, going back to Greg Jennings, but Jennings, Cobb, Finley, etc., that core, James Jones, those were all guys he trusted. Jordy, trusted implicitly. And over years, as that kind of eroded and, you know, he was forced to play with new guys, that he didn't trust. I mean, so much is made out of Rodgers' trust, and then he's picking a side and hoping the guy gets open. Well, you know, you're not going to throw as many balls. You're going to hold on to it a little bit. You're not going to trust what you see. You're not going to trust your guy to get open. I thought Kurt Warner had the quintessential perfect take on this a couple years ago. A quote that he had on it. I think he was actually appearing on a radio show, but it's out there. It's a long, drawn-out quote, but essentially it's, once you lose that trust, you're always second-guessing yourself as a quarterback, and it's really hard to get it back. And you actually saw that in Kurt Warner's career. When he left the St. Louis Rams and then was the backup with the Giants for a while, didn't look as good, etc., got to Arizona, and he finally got it back towards the end of his career. And that's what I'm hoping happens with Rodgers. Once he gets this system down, gains trust with these young guys, and he starts trusting things and firing in the rhythm of the offense, because that's the key. It's not so much about, you know, always got to hit the check down. It's playing within the rhythm and in the structure of the offense. If he can just start doing that again, and I think he will, just give him some time, then he'll be cooking with gas. Uncultured Barbarian, thank you for the super chat. Rodgers has to get rid of these bad habits soon. See my previous answer. Zach, thanks for the super chat. Should the NFL look into the Patriots tampering with AB? No! No! I talked about this on the radio this morning. Look, the Raiders knew what they were trading. They knew what they were trading for. And once they messed with a man's money, this guy gave an interview in March saying, you got to do it my way. And then Mayock and Gruden come in here with their old school, you're in or you're out. Like, that was never going to work. If you got AB, you got to play by AB's rules. He said as much. And somebody, you know, is ready to do that in New England. This uproar about AB going to New England. You knew what the man was all about. He told you. This AB playing four-dimensional chess. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, what we got here? What we got? Are we more nervous going up against the Vikings than the Bears or less? Dan, I don't get nervous. The only thing that makes me nervous are my children. But it's going to be a test, no doubt about it. I like that they're in Lambeau. I think that helps a lot. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat again. I'm insanely happy that the AB train didn't stop here. The headache isn't worth the talent. Yeah, I mean, I get why people would want him. I get Packers fans wanting that kind of talent on the team. But to me, to put that in the mix with a young first-time head coach in that environment behind Adams, I mean, he'd have to be the number two. You know, I don't love it. Packers win by 3. Aaron, that's the smartest thing I've seen all day. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'll be back tomorrow. I saw someone ask earlier, is transplants on this week? It is indeed. We will be having a remote transplants. Corey's in Green Bay as we speak. I'll be here in New York. We're going to make it all work. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you're liking, subscribing. And hey, if you like what we do, please consider supporting Cheesehead TV at the Cheesehead TV Patreon, patreon.com/Cheesehead TV. Thanks a lot, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.